It's Women of Influence Day, presented by Venture Norfolk. I'm here with artistic producer for Waterford's Old Town Hall, Claire Sanko. We'll dive right in and talk about Old Town Hall in Waterford. Why do you feel like your theater and culture in general really thrives so much in Norfolk County, especially in the Waterford area?
I think that rural communities deserve just as many opportunities to experience art and culture as the urban communities. To go really deep, I think when you look back at any era in time, what do you describe it as? Oh, what was the culture like during the Ming Dynasty? Or what's the culture like? Culture is a defining word, and it encompasses sort of the vibe of the era, what was going on in the arts and science and religion and philosophy, and who was writing what, and what was the prominent thinking that was happening, or who what were the thinkers thinking, and what were the writers writing, and what were the singers singing, and what were the composers composing. So I feel like Waterford is in a time of defining its own culture, and rural communities deserve just as many opportunities to experience arts and culture as urban communities. And in the past, that's often been overlooked. And I'm passionately pro rural arts and culture. I'm a passionate believer that we have a very sophisticated audience base. We have a very sophisticated arts and culture community in Norfolk County, and we deserve to present programming. They deserve programming presented that will enhance their cultural lives and excite them and bring them out to my venue, out to the different venues in the county, rather than having to buy tickets to a show in Toronto and make that trek.
Now, you bring in some unique acts. You have shows like The Sheepdogs, obviously a commercial success, but then you'll have like one-person plays or lectures or really intimate small concerts. Why is it important that you have this wide variety of shows for the community?
That's also a question that I've been asked many times. How do you curate the productions and the theatrical productions and the shows of concerts? And I think, again, we're not always commercially driven. We are a nonprofit and we are a charity. And in our philosophy, it's sort of embedded that we will not shy away from presenting provocative plays, new works, artists that maybe aren't world famous but have an excellent body of work that are, you know, that's meaningful. So instead of sort of thinking what's going to sell a ton of tickets and what's going to be the most, you know, commercially viable thing that we can present, there are a lot more considerations in terms of our curatorial process and our presenting process. Obviously, The Sheepdogs that you mentioned were a commercial success, but then that kind of was a no-brainer as well, because it just makes sense for this community. Norfolk County just embraced those shows, and you kind of get to know the palate of the community. And I like every once in a while to do something that makes everybody happy.
Now, let's say someone's listening right now, Claire, and they have a passion for arts, but are hesitant to do something professionally or maybe just to take the next step forward. What would be your advice to them?
It's a really good question. It's funny. I said this yesterday in a little group that I was teaching a course in a small group yesterday. And the thing that I closed with that I've resonated even with me saying it, it was almost like I needed to hold up a mirror, is to find your voice. Find your voice. And don't be afraid to embrace who you truly are and what really turns you on and makes you. The word authenticity is thrown around so much that I'm almost afraid to use it. But when you discover who you are authentically, the place that you're the most comfortable and you feel the most beautiful and powerful, that's the skin you got to walk around in. You can't be anyone else. There's no one else that can be you. And so to be the best version of yourself, you have to embrace everything that you are, all of your quirks and idiosyncrasies, and follow that passion that's inside of you that just kind of pushes you in a different direction. And I feel like over the years, particularly in my career, I've felt, I know that I don't belong in the mainstream. I've always known that. And I've always sort of felt that pull and that pressure to go into that mainstream and to think the way everybody's thinking and follow these trends that are, you know, that are. And I think everyone has that sort of little voice inside of them that goes, nah, that's not you. And I started to trust that more as I moved forward, even during times where I kind of felt like I was looking foolish or feeling foolish and making choices that no one really understood. I was following that authentic voice inside of me to move in a different direction. And at times when you do not listen to that voice, you find yourself surrounded by energy and folks that maybe aren't supposed to be in your life and influencing you. So suddenly you're not, you're not being that person of influence. So always coming back to that, I guess, that voice that you have and not being afraid to go against the flow.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio and just everything that you do for the community.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.